Subalaram Jayanti Maha Mahotsav ki.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare
Gauravani. So today at Shri Radha Golokanam Temple, Skan, Phoenix, Mauritius, we are celebrating the most auspicious appearance day of Balaramji. Balaramji is the source of strength or spiritual power. He is a spiritual powerhouse. And all these spiritual masters, they are representative of Balaramji. They are representative of Balaramji. So we are first discussing the Siddhanta or the Balaram Tattva, and then some pastime of Balaramji for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and devotees. So this is the verse on the board from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 2nd chapter. This verse is spoken by Lord Krishna to his internal potency, Yogamaya. And this dialogue was going on in Golok Vrindavan. It is the mercy of Naradji that he inspired Vyasadeva to go in meditation and envision or visualize the Golok Dham and Krishna's pastime. And it is the kind mercy of Sukadeva Goswami that he narrated this pastime of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, which were taking place in Golok Dham. So, let's read responsibly this verse. Devakya jathare garbham. Sheshakhyam dham mamakam. Tatasani krishya rohinya. Udare sanniveshaya. Devakya jathare garbham. Sheshakhyam dham mamakam. Tatasani krishya rohinya. Udare sanniveshaya. Devakya jathare garbham. Sheshakhyam dham mamakam. Tatasani kshaya rohinya. Udare sanniveshaya. Devakya jathare garbham. Sheshakhyam dham mamakam. Tatasani kshaya rohinya. Udare sanniveshaya. Devakya jathare garbham. Sheshakhyam dham mamakam. Tatasanikshaya rohinyam. उदरे सन्निवेशया। माता जी देवक्या जठरे गर्भम शेषाख्यम धाम मामकम देवक्या ऑफ देवकी जठरे विद इन द वोम गर्भम द एम्ब्रियो शेष आख्यम नोन एज शेष द प्लेनरी एक्सपेंशन ऑफ कृष्ण धाम द प्लेनरी एक्सपेंशन मामकम of me, ta, him, sani krishya, attracting, rohinya, of rohini, udare, within the womb, sani veshaya, transfer without difficulty. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Avacharanarayana Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Within the womb of Devaki is my partial plenary expansion, known as Sankrishana or Shesha. Without difficulty, transfer him into the womb of Rohini. So this is the 28th Chaturyugi of Kalyug of 7th Manu. This is the time of 7th Manu, Vivaswat Manu, son of Vivaswan, Surya God, Sun God. 28th Chaturyugi. Chaturyugi means four yuga. So end of the Dwapar Yuga, almost end of the Dwapar Yuga. And pastime of Lord Sri Krishna is going to manifest on this planet. So these verses are, on this planet at that time, Devaki and Vasudeva were in the prison house of Kansa. And already the six newly born babies of Devaki and Vasudeva were smashed on the stone rock by Kansa, and all the Yaduvansis, Bhojavansis, Andhak, the relatives of Krishna, they disperse in different parts of the India out of fear of Kansa's atrocities. Only few, like Akrura, with the desire to see appearance of Krishna, somehow they stayed back in Mathura. Vasudeva has other queens also, and Devaki is one of the principal queens among them. There another one which is mentioned here is Rohini. And she was in Mathura, oftentimes visiting Vasudeva and Devaki. But when she was pregnant, she was transferred to Nanda Gokul, the place of Nanda Maharaj in Gokul. Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva, they are cousin brothers. They have common father, but mothers are from Vaishya mother. Nanda Baba and other four brothers, they appeared. And from Kshatriya mother, Vasudeva appeared. So they are relatives. Now, two verses before this, Krishna is speaking, Saptamo Vaishnavam Dhamma. The seventh, six children were killed. But the seventh is Vaishnavam Dhamma. Vaishnavam means Lord Vishnu. And Dhamma, Srila Prabhupada translates here, a plenary expansion. And Dhamma also means abode. All the Golok Dham is nothing but expansion of Balaram. So it's Dham in that sense, and is expansion of Krishna also. What is he called? Anantam. He is called Ananta. Anant means unlimited. What is unlimited? It is unlimited power and potential. And at that time, he is put into the womb of Mother Devaki. And when Balaramji was put into the womb of Mother Devaki, at that time Krishna summoned Yoga Mayam. He called Yoga Maya. And then he told Yoga Maya, Gacha Devi Vrajam Bhadre. Go, Devi, to Brja. What is Brja? Brja is the Golok Dham descending on this planet. It's called Brja Dham. This Brja Dham is not ordinary piece of land of India in Uttar Pradesh, no. This Brja is this descent of the Golok Dham on this earth planet. Like Dwarka. Dwarka is also called Anrat Desh. Kushistali. So one of the king of Surya once, sun god dynasty, he did the tapasya to get a piece of land to rule because his father disowned him. So Lord Sri Krishna was pleased with him and he said, I need a piece of land. He said, what's there? There's no piece of land anymore left here. Your father is the ruler of all the earth planet. But I'm satisfied with you, therefore I'm giving a 100 yojan piece of Vaikuntha. I am transplanting 100 yojan. 100 yojan, one yojan is equal to 8 kos. Each kos is equal to 2 mile. So 2 mile into 8 is equal to 16 mile into 100 is equal to 1600 kilometer. This piece of land, which is called Dwarka now afterwards, this whole piece of land is not part of this world. It has descended from Vaikuntha. So similarly, this Vraja is, it is descending from a spiritual world, the entourage of Supreme Lord. And what type of village is that? Gopa Gopi Bhi Alankritam. That land is decorated with. The glory of that land is there are Gopa, means the cowherd men, Gopa, Nanda Gopa. And there are Gobhi. Along with cows. If there are gop, then there are cows. It's decorated with cowherd men. And what is Gokul actually means? The place where the cows are given full protection. Who is there? in Gokul. Devi asks, where do you want to send me? Who is there? Then Krishna is saying, Rohini Vasudevasya Bharya. Rohini is the Bharya, means wife of Vasudeva. Where is she? Nanda Gokule. She is in Nanda Gokul. Right now, she is residing at Nanda Baba's palace. Devi said, why she's gone there? Then he said, Kansa Samvigana, because Kansa has created much fear in the Yaduvansi, so she is hiding there. And after that, this verse is there. So now, you do one thing. As we read the translation, within the womb of Devaki is my plenary expansion. Srila Prabhupada writes, the first plenary expansion of Krishna is Baladev, also known as Shesha. See, one of the meaning of Shesha means Krishna, and what is Supreme Personality, God, Krishna is full, Paripuran. Paripuran means all the incarnations are included in him. All the incarnations which we know, they are all included in Krishna. And Shesha is first expansion of Krishna. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is very nicely described in this word. Sarva avatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan. Sarva avatari means he is the source of all incarnation. Sarva means all, avatari means incarnation. And Krishna is the source of all incarnation. Swayam Bhagavan, and he is Swayam Bhagavan. It means he is not avatar. Krishna is not avatar. He is Swayam Bhagavan. And many avatar comes from him. So who is Swayam Bhagavan? What is this? What is the form of Swayam Bhagavan? Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. What is the form of Swayam Bhagavan? Gop. He is between 10 and 14 years, coward boy with a stick in his hand and flute in his, tucked in his waist, peacock feather on his head and the turban. He is Swayam Bhagavan in a gopa vase. If anybody remember the one nice picture, Madhavendra Puri is sitting at the bank of Govinda Kunda for 3 days, chanting holy name of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then a coward boy appeared there with a stick in hand and a pot of milk in the hand. And he said, you have not eaten anything for 3 days. My mother has sent this milk for you. Please, Babaji, accept this. That far is the gopa form of Lord Sri Krishna. You have seen that one stick in a hand, standing like this. Standing like this means I have no worry. I'm free from all worries. This is no problem. What is there? And the form which was found by Madhavendra Puri afterwards was the Gopal. He's called Gopal. That Gopal is 7-year-old Giridhari. Left hand up, and that deity is right now in Nath Dwara. This Gopal deity afterwards, because of the Muslim rulers, was taken by the Kshatriya kings of Rajasthan, first to Jaipur and now it is in Udaipur. It's called Nath Dwara. Nath means the like Pran Nath. The Lord of my prana, Lord of my life. So, Dwara means gate, actually. Gate to the Supreme Lord, actually. So this Nath Dwara, there is that Lord. So here, Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Sarav Avatari Krishna. Krishna is source of all incarnation, but he is not incarnation. What he is Swayam Bhagavan. Tahara Dvaitya Deha Sri Balaram. What is the Dvaitya means? Second. Deha means transcendental form. Sri Balaram. So Prabhupada translates this, Srila Prabhupada, Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Why Supreme Personality of the Godhead? Why not God? Prabhupada has never used Krishna as a God. Supreme Personality of Godhead. It means all the gods which are coming here as incarnation, he is the head of all those gods. Which type of it? Supreme head of all those gods. That is the meaning of the first line, Sarva Avatari Krishna. Krishna is fountainhead of all incarnation. He's a fountainhead of all. It means all incarnation emanate from Krishna. Which form of Krishna all these incarnations come? Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. All the incarnation coming on this planet or other planets, they are coming from Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. Now, so the Lord Balaram is his second body. Dvitiya Deha, second. What is the difference between the two? He says, what is the difference between the two? Ek hi swarup dohun. Ek hi swarup dohun. Both are having the same identity. Swarup means identity. They have same identity. Bhinna matra kaya. Bhinna means difference. Or separation is only in kaya means in their bodily features. What is the difference between the bodily feature of two? Krishna is like monsoon cloud. His color is monsoon cloud. And Balaram is spring cloud. His gora. His gora. And Krishna is Sham. Sham. So gora is Sham. This is a gora Sham jodi. So Balaramji is first expansion of Krishna. And this type of expansion is as powerful as Krishna. There's no different. Only the difference in color. And then Kaviraj Goswami says, why there's a need of second body? Why there's a second body? Then he says, Krishna Leelara Sahaya. Krishna Leelara Sahaya. Krishna Leela means for the pastime of Krishna. Sahaya means to help. To help in the pastime of Krishna, Balaramji is a first expansion of Krishna. So this Balaramji further, he says, then this Balaramji expands into five. Krishna, Balaram. Balaram expands into five. Sankrishna. One is Sankrishna. Here the word said is Sankrishna. He is called Sankrishna. Why is called Sankrishna? He is attracted from the womb of Devaki into the womb of Mother Rohini. This is one meaning of Sankrishna. Another meaning of Sankrishna, he is uniting two families. The families of the Vasudev with the family of Nanda Maharaj. So they become two because of this word Sankrishna. So he is uniting two families. So Sankrishna and what is the other expansion of the Balaram? Karana Toeshai. Who is Karana Toeshai? Karana Dakshai Vishnu. Karana Toe. Toe means water. Udak means walker. Oshai means one who is lying down. One who is lying down on the causal ocean is another action. Number two expansion of Balaram. First is Sankrishna. Second is Karana Toeshai. Third is Garbhodakshai Vishnu. Garbha Udaka. Udak means water. Shai means lying down. One who lie down on Garbha water, Garbha ocean. And third is Payodhi Shai. Payo means milk. There's a vrt called Payo vrt, means only you drink milk, nothing else. Payodhi Shai. One who is lying down on the ocean of milk is Kirodakshaya Vishnu. Shesha and the fifth is Shesha, which hold the all universes. Chajasyansa kalhasa nitya nandakya rama sharanam mamastu. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance, Sankrishna, Seshanath and Vishnu, who lies on the Karun Sagar, Garbha ocean and ocean of milk are his plenary portion and portion of his plenary portion. So Balaram has these five expansions. Sri Balaram Gosai Mool Sankrishna. Mool Sankrishna means he is the original Sankrishna. Mool means the root. So Sri Balaram Jaya is Mool Sankrishna. Pancha Rupa Dhari Karena Krishna Rasevan. In five forms, he served Krishna. So Balaram Ji served Krishna in five forms. Apne Karena Krishna Leela Rasaya. He himself as a Balaram only help in Krishna's pastime. Srishti Leela Karya Kare Dhare Chari Kaya. For creation, he take four forms. These four forms are three Vishnus and Shesha. What is Shesha doing? Ananta is holding the planet. So this is the tattva of Balaramji. That he is, Balaram is first expansion of Krishna. Then there is a first Chaturvyuh, are the four expansion, and then there is second four expansion. So this Balaramji, Srila Prabhupada described, is a source of spiritual potency or power. The whole world is now made after power. We need this power, we need this power, political power, electrical power, petroleum power, this power, that power. All these power are useless until there is a spiritual power. And this spiritual power gives you what? Chidananda. Chidananda. Prabhupada once translated Nityananda means, Nitya means always, Ananda means bliss. If you are connected with Nityananda, then you are always in bliss. If you want really to be happy always, then you should be connected with Nityananda or with Balaram. The another name of Rama means one who gives pleasure. If you really want to be happy, eternally happy, always happy, then you should be connected with Krishna. Of with Balaramji, with Nityananda. How can we be connected with Balaramji or Nityananda? His mercy is flowing through spiritual master. It means serving and satisfying the desire of the spiritual master fully is a full manifestation of Balaram's mercy or the power of Supreme Lord Ananta Sesha. So those are fortunate who desire to have connection with this powerhouse through spiritual master. So spiritual master is a link between the Balaramji or Nityananda, Ram, and the sincere seeker of the absolute truth. What that potency given by Balaramji through his spiritual master is for what purpose? To serve Krishna. To serve Krishna. Krishna, we can only render service at the lotus feet of Krishna when we get that spiritual power through his spiritual master from Balaramji. Why? Because what is Balaramji's function? How can be two gods? What is different between the two? One is servitude god. Balaram is servitude god. Nityananda is servitude god. His only object is to serve and give pleasure to Krishna. He becomes the whole abode of Golok. It is said in Garga Sahita, when Brahmaji approached by Mother Earth because of the demonic kings on this planet, and Brahmaji approached Shankar and other demigods and sages, and then they approach Vishnu. Garga Sahita says, so they entered through the whole created by the big toe of Vamandev into the spiritual world. And if they pass through the, and with that, where they saw there, they saw innumerable planets. They were rolling down like the balls in the Virja River, in Karun Sagar, because they are coming they are coming from Karun Dakshai Vishnu. And then there was a Virja, and Virja is a boundary of a spiritual and material world. And then they enter, and they went through the Vaikuntha, all brilliant and shining and self-effulgent planets, and they reached and they saw such white like a milk Ananta Shesh. And in the lap of Ananta Shesh there was Golok planet. It means whole planet Golok is resting on the lap of Balaramji. Balaramji becomes everything in the service of Krishna, from the shoes to all the bed, cloths, crown, whatever Krishna is using, all are nothing but expansion of Balaram. Everything for the service of Krishna is expansion of Balaram. So Balaramji is servitude God, or this God who serves Supreme Lord. He has all the potency, but that he used for the service of Krishna. He has two principal weapons in his hand, hal and musal. Hal means plow and musal means not exactly club, but something like club. But the club is rounded one and the musal is a little more elongated one. So these two divine weapons of Balaramji is otherwise for the demons to tear them apart. But the devotees pray to Balaramji that please use your plow and go deep into our heart and find out all the anarath or unwanted things. Please take those all out and clean it, that your mercy can flow through this heart to serve Krishna. So we have to pray to Balaramji really to use his plow. What is the purpose of plow? Plow is for agriculture, to make the land suitable for sowing the seed. So heart is actually, heart of a devotee is the field. And the seed of devotional service has to be put by spiritual master. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching to Rupa Goswami, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. The seed of devotional service is sown into the heart of devotee by a spiritual master. So that heart has to be plowed, made suitable for that seed to grow. So for in our heart we need first Balaramji's plow to clean all the anarath, all the unwanted desires for sense gratification or to lord over material nature. As long as these desires are there, and of all these desires, envy is most dangerous and pride is another one. These two are always big binding force for the devotees, even in devotional service. Envy towards another devotee and pride that I am big. These two are really what the spiritual master actually does. What is the need of a spiritual master? You need knowledge? You go to the Shastra, you will get knowledge, but you cannot understand Shastra. Because everything is hidden in the Shastra. If you read first chapter of Bhagavad Gita commonly, without a spiritual master's teaching, what you will come to conclusion that serving the parent is the best thing to do, because Arjuna is saying we should really do service to our seniors and we should be honest and we should not kill anybody, and then you will come to this conclusion. If you read second chatter, you will come to the conclusion, Atam Gyan is everything. Only soul, Krishna is. Third chapter, Karma Yoga, do some karma. You'll never understand what Krishna is speaking, Bhagavad Gita, which is devotional service to Krishna. No, you'll never understand. Because the Shastra never revealed until unless we go through Balaramji, through spiritual master's potency. Without the Devya Gyan, Hirde Prakashita. Divya means transcendental knowledge. Where it is appearing within the heart. That knowledge, why it is called Divya Gyan? Because it is beyond three modes of material nature. Therefore it is Divya. It is beyond three modes of material nature. Therefore it is called Divya Gyan. So that Divya Gyan, only spiritual master impart with the potency of Balaramji. So usually spiritual master is representative of Balaramji as well as Radharani. The mercy and karuna of Radharani and potency are the power of Balaramji. When these two together, they empower spiritual master to deliver the conditioned souls. So Radharani's kripa or karuna mai radhe, daya mai radhe, kripa mai radhe. Radhe is karuna mai, daya mai, kripa mai. She is so merciful is a mother, universal mother, mother. She has the height of a mother. So Hare, we call Hare every day to Radharani. That mercy. So there's a one deity in Vrindavan that is called Gore Dauji. Have you seen somebody Gore Dauji? It's called Gore. It's Gore and it's called Dauji. Dauji is Krishna. Balaram's another name. Elder brother is called Dauji. But this Gore Dauji is actually Radharani. Once there was a wrestling between the two teams, Krishna and his team, and Balaramji and his team, they used to have wrestling matches. Because one day Balaramji was not there. So Krishna's party was getting powerful. So some devotees approached Radharani. And she disguised as Balaramji because her color is also Gora. She put a turban and she began. Now this Radharani, who is now in the costume of Balaramji, now she is having a wrestling match with Krishna. Now Krishna was, as soon as Balaramji was getting hold of Krishna, Krishna was completely defeated by this Balaramji. So this Gora Dauji is a special deity in which the Radha and Balaramji is both as a sort of Guru Tattva. The Guru gives potency through these two together. It's very, and what is the message from this? You can capture Krishna within your heart, if you have mercy of these two, Radharani and Krishna together, Radharani and Balaramji. If you have mercy of these two together, Radharani or Balaramji, if their mercy is there, then you can capture easily Krishna, who is unconquerable, he is Ajita. But he can be conquered very easily if we get the blessing of Balaramji and Radharani. So this Gore Dauji is a very special deity. Sometimes you visit Vrindavan, you just go and see this beautiful deity in a Parikrama Marg. On the Mathura side, in the Parikrama Marg, this deity is there. So the verse which we were discussing, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, Balaram is also called Shesh. Shesh incarnation of Supreme Lord support entire universe. Shesh is a support for whole universe. So this Shesh is a thousand-hooded Ananta Shesh. If sometime you visit Dwarka, and from Dwarka, I told you Dwarka is 1600 kilometers diameter. So only 200 kilometer from Dwarka is Prabhas Kshetra. Prabhas means light, effulgence. Kshetra means that area. That is the area where Krishna has last pastime there. He wound up his own leela there. So there is a place where Balaramji, when he was departing from this world, He entered into the Patal as Ananta Shesh. So there is a cave going down, and a Balaramji in a form of Ananta, he disappeared from there back to the Patala Lok. Where this Ananta Shesh, who is holding all the planet, Prabhupada says, Ananta Shesh is holding the entire universe. It's a 14 planetary system. The last lower one is Patal. And 30,000 yojan below Patal is Ananta Shesh, holding all the planetary system on his different hoods. So this is Ananta Shesh. And then Srila Prabhupada writes, his eternal mother is Rohini. Prabhupada. Sri Krishna is telling to Devi, he is in the womb of Devaki. I requested him to prepare seat for me, back I am going to appear there. It's like that, if somebody is coming, then you must have seat for him to offer. If you invite some VIP, then you must have asan for him. So who is the asan for the Supreme Lord? You have seen this verse, all the pandit always recite. Shantakaram bhujag shayanam. Shayanam means one who is lying down. And one bhujang means Ananta Shesh. So Lord Vishnu is lying down on Ananta Shesh. He is his bed or seat. And what is he doing? Shantakaram. He is very peaceful. His eyes are he is in yoga nidra. Where is he sleeping? On the snake. Not with one hood. Thousand, million hood snake. He was sleeping on a snake bed, but he is completely peaceful. It's interesting. Is anybody can sleep on a snake? Have you touched snake sometime? No? Very soft. It's very soft. So Krishna was subduing Kaliya. He was in the coils of the Kaliya. People were really fearful. What is going to happen? And Krishna said, I always sleep. So I am just little having a fun of testing this Kaliya, what type of softness is in this Kaliya. So he was really Shantakaram there also. But everybody was ashant except Krishna, because only Balaram knew that I become a bed for him with so many woods. He's there. He's peacefully sleeping there. How can he be having any danger in the loops of the Kaliya? It's not possible. So only Balaramji understood. Nobody else understand this. So once I was giving this body of snake is very soft, but there's no really strong bone on that side. It's very, very soft. Those who are making mattresses, they should have a brand of mattress called Bhujanga mattress. That you sleep peacefully. Shanta. A manufacturer, Mauritius Bhujanga mattress. And have on the side of the some snake, and the upper side of the mattress, there should be some snake. Huh? Hare Krishna, this is a Bhujanga mattress. So he is, Rohini is his eternal mother. His eternal mother is Rohini. Balaram's eternal mother is Rohini. Krishna is saying, I have requested him. Now, Devi, you must take him to his original mother's womb. He has to appear from Rohini's womb. This was a question asked by Parikshit Maharaj to Sukhdev Goswami. How can you count Balaramji as a son of Rohini and Devaki without change of body? You have asked me to, you have made me understood to count seventh son of Devaki as Balaram. And then you are saying Balaram is also Rohini's son. How can he be son of two mothers without change of body? This is Bhagavatam question by Parikshit Maharaj. So Sukhdev Goswami answered, he was transferred from the womb of Devaki to womb of Rohini. Is it very difficult to do? Nowadays, people are doing this test tube baby business. The baby test tube, even they're taking small embryos from one womb and putting into the other womb. Scientifically, they're trying to do it. They're not that successful. But they are doing with what? With some energy they're using. But this yoga maya energy cannot do this simple thing. When the ordinary people of this world, now they are doing this, can't yoga maya do this? People question, how can that be? It's yoga maya has done, which can do anything. Whole world is governed by yoga maya. So Srila Prabhupada further says, Lord told Yogamaya, says incarnation has already gone there and made suitable arrangement so that I may live there. So he went there. What was unsuitable there? 6 demons appeared into the womb of Devaki. Shadgarbha. Now Balaram has to go there to make that seat suitable for Krishna to appear. The Shadgarbha, this discuss in this verse, but we will discuss this on Janmashtami day. Who are Shadgarbha and why they were there. Prabhupada has a lengthy purport on this verse. So this Balaram Purima day, on this day, when Yogamaya, that night when she was taking the womb from Devaki's, Balaramji from Devaki's womb, embryo, at that time Rohini was already pregnant, but at night she had a dream that she got a miscarriage, and it was really miscarriage. And next morning, she again saw that she's again pregnant. So she, at that time, this Balaramji was then put into the womb of Mother Rohini. And today is a Balaram Purima day when Balaramji appeared in Nanda Gokul. And Jatakarma Sanskar means cutting the cord which connect the baby as a newly born baby with mother. That is called Jatakarma Sanskar. It was done by Nanda Maharaj. And then he gave thousands of cow in charity to the Brahmins. And then he had a big festival for Balaram's appearance. This is not written in Bhagavatam, but it is written in Garga Santa, that he has this big festival there on the appearance day of Balaramji. And a week after that, Krishna is appearing there. So it means the almost 9-month full baby was there, Balaram. And he disappeared. Next day, Kansa was actually, everybody was saying this, Kansa must have done this miscarriage to the Devaki. So bad name went to Kansa, though it was done by Krishna. He got the bad publicity for Kansa on this miscarriage of Devaki. So this Balaramji, then all the time he served Krishna. It is usually said for Radharani, but for Balaramji, I heard also same thing, that he only opened eyes when he saw Krishna first. He only wanted to see Krishna and serve Krishna, not anybody else. And he served Krishna with different leelas in Braja, in Mathura, and in Dwarka. So some leela pastime, some other pastime we'll discuss in the evening. But this tattva part we just discussed is, who is Balaram? What we should pray to Balaram. Balaram means this whole, the whole Sankirtan movement is Balaram's potency. This is what Nityananda has done, Nam Hat. He has this holy name, Sankirtan movement. Who are the two persons Mahaprabhu asked to go to house and beg for Haribo, Harinam? Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. Who is Haridas Thakur? Brahma. And who is Nityananda? Balaram. Who can make people chant Hare Krishna? Balaram. Only he and power than somebody can chant. And Brahma, who is the Sampradaya, we are from Brahma Sampradaya. So this Sankirtan movement of Brahma Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is empowerment of Balaramji, Nityananda Ram. And he manifested his whole potency in the form of ISKCON through Prabhupada. So all this Sankirtan going on all over the planet, established by in the form of ISKCON by Srila Prabhupada, is Nityananda Ram's mercy, Balaram's mercy. So we are protected by this most powerful power of Balaramji. We don't need any other power. All other power we should discard to achieve this power on this day. And this power of Balaramji is real power which can empower us to serve Krishna. All other power will take us away from Krishna. I think I raised some point, but I somehow missed that and went. I said, why we accept Guru? I said something earlier. We can get knowledge from Shastra sometime. You read Shastra, you say, I'm PhD. But then you will have an ego. And PhD is an ego. That ego can only be smashed when we surrender to the spiritual master. That somebody is bigger and higher than us, and we have heavier than us, and we have to be surrender and pay our obeisance to him. So this ego, which is greatest enemy of a devotee even, has to be smashed by spiritual master's mercy in the form of Balaramji. So we have to pray today, Balaramji, that let our heart be completely cleaned as a nice field with his plow for the growth of Bhakti Lata's beach, which Lata will reach to the Golok planet and wind round the lotus feet of Lord Sri Radha Govindevaji, Radha Golokananji, and then the fruit there will be Krishna, Radha Krishna Prem. So so when really Balaram Purnima, or the appearance of Balaram, will really be appearing is the day when we have that type of deep love for Radha and Krishna. That is the full manifestation of potency of Balaram within our heart. That is the Balaram Jayanti for individual devotee. So every Balaram Jayanti we should make a progress by getting anarth taken out of the heart and love of Krishna completely filling it again and again. So within this lifetime we should get full mercy of Balaramji's potency to completely surrender the spiritual masters to serve Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna. Balaram Jayanti Mahotsav ki. Shri Prabhupada ki. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? No? Yeah, announcement, yes.